Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Friday. Today on the radio show, Jason Smith's going to join us in the next segment, and Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock, and then Jeffrey is going to tell you where to wager this college football sports weekend. Did we have a winning week last week? It felt like
Jeff,
we
we're
did.
On to Cincinnati.
Oh, we didn't.
We're on to Cincinnati.
Oh, man. It's been a bit of a rough spell. I was more optimistic about it last week. Here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. All you can do is do the best you can looking forward. That's you know, you control what you can control, Jeffrey. Wouldn't you say that?
We have to play the next play.
You got to play the next. You can't let the last play beat you twice.
Yeah.
Right? You can't let the last play beat you twice. And so we'll do that in the second hour. Jason Smith, then Chris Harrington, and then Jeffrey's bets. That turned out well.
Yeah.
And when I say that, of course, I'm not speaking about the Bills game. I'd like you to apologize to me now for your assessment of Houston Texans defense, which was much more optimistic.
I will apologize for absolutely nothing. They did not move the football. That is on the offensive line. I take no responsibility for the offensive line last night. Deion Dawkins, your false start. Like, it's one thing to give up 8 sacks.
They sacked him 8 times. I told you yesterday the Bills wouldn't be able to score.
And again, I'm also
because they have a terrific defense. And you told me no, the defense is a fraud. And then yesterday, all I saw was Josh Allen gets hit 12 times, sacked 8 times, and one time nearly broken.
Well, all they had to twice nearly broken. Why did we not go to quick game earlier? We started going to quick game. It was a terrible game plan.
I don't doubt that, but it was not a soft Swiss cheese defense.
There was plenty of plays to be made.
They got crushed. They got bullied. And I'm not very correct very often, but I certainly was on the issue of the Houston Texans defense. I do think, like, there's been some talk now, even on the way in on the show that precedes ours. I was. They were talking about how the Bills may even miss the playoffs. Listen, I'd be fine with that because I think they're frauds this year, but I don't think they're going to miss the playoffs.
I do not think they're missing the playoffs. I also think this is going to be a fascinating AFC playoffs because the teams that are going to have the best seeds are the teams that are the most unproven.
Right. That is certainly true. The Bills could very well lose, and I expect them to lose to the Pats at New England and the Eagles they still have. But if they lose those and win the rest, they're 11-6, and they make the playoffs. Now, next week, they got the Steelers at Pittsburgh. That will be a fascinating test, honestly.
What if it's Mason Rudolph?
Last night, they lost to Davis Mills.
No, last night, they lost to Will Anderson.
Well, that's fine, but I don't know if you know this, the Steelers have a defensive end as well. So my point is that the Bills, as fraudulent as they are, it doesn't matter who the backup quarterback is, they can't move the ball half the time. Anyway, there you go. That part did not go well, but the rest of the evening went really exceedingly well. And I would argue, of course it would have been better if the Tigers had beaten Purdue. Of course. I mean, that would have been legendary. That would have been absolutely legendary. But I would argue that given how hopeless it all felt yesterday on all fronts, that we got exactly what we needed. That we got on both fronts.
Yeah.
That we got exactly what we needed.
It was a good vibes night.
It was let's be clear. For the Grizzlies, and we'll get to the Grizzlies here in a moment. For the Grizzlies, valiantly coming close would not have been acceptable, right?
No, not against what the Kings put on the floor.
Not against the unbelievable lack of effort that the Kings seem to summon regularly these days. And so for the Grizzlies to feel better about themselves, as I certainly hope they do, it required certainly a victory and really what we saw, which was just fantastic. I mean, it was a blast. I was thinking Vince Williams, Oscar Robertson, like, are they the same person, or are they, or maybe that's not it because Oscar was scoring more, but who's a tall point guard, you know, just ruling the place?
Magic.
Magic. There you go. Magic. Vince Magic Williams with 15 assists. I mean, they were having a blast. Everyone was having a blast. It was 75-47 at the half. It was a laugher. And, oh, my God, and it's about time. 137-96. Who would have imagined that without your first point guard, without your second point guard, without your third point guard, and without your fourth point guard, you would set a new franchise record for assists?
That was not on the card.
And along with it, I do think, Lola, I got an email today. I got an email. I thought it was premature. I'll be honest. I thought the email was premature. Wildly premature. But the email said, you know what? If the choice is the Stars or Isolo and his system, I'm going to take Isolo and his system. That's how quickly the worm has turned. Like, oh, my God, if we have a system here, a coach who can give us a 75-47 halftime lead and 42 assists, I'll take that system. Okay, again, I think it's premature.
I don't know if that's a winning formula in the NBA.
But what a great thing.
Sure,
to take some of the pressure off. And to have this feel-good moment. Everyone who you wanted, Santi, Jock Landale, Meshack is hitting his threes. He gets his first points in his career. Like, it was, Cedric was great again the way he is. Of course, you win, but Gigi! We got Gigi!
Some Gigi minutes.
And I have to say, when he first, by the way, this was at a time when Josh was getting pummeled, so I very happily switched over and watched some Grizzlies here.
Yeah.
And first thing I saw was GJ taking it to the hole.
Slashing, baby.
And I'm like, that dude is talented. like,
oh, he's athletic. There's no getting around that.
Dude is talented. So that was a feel-good win for the Grizzlies, and that's what we needed from the Grizzlies. And what you needed from the Tigers was, at the very least, what we got, which was fight, which was passion, which was a close game, giving as good as they got from the number one team in the country. And that is what we saw as they lose ultimately. They covered.
They did.
80-71. Yeah, there was a moment there when they could not hit a shot at the end. You wondered if, oh my God, like, I'm not a wagerer, but I was thinking, oh my God, if they end up losing by when they've been in it all along.
Yeah.
It's not a bad beat in terms. It wouldn't have been a bad beat in terms of some crazy ass shot going in at the end. But
it would not have been reflective of the game. They were inside the number the entire game.
Yeah, in the entire game. Indeed, they led 34 of the 40 minutes of the game.
Yeah,
like they led for much of this game. It was terrific watching it unfold. And let's start with that game, and then we'll get to the Grizzlies game. Again, we got Jason Smith today. We got Chris Harrington. And Jeffrey, we got Jeffrey's bets. As it unfolded, well, of course, I was talking to Gabe when it unfolded because it began at 5 o'clock. And on Thursdays, I'm on with Gabe at 5 o'clock. But Purdue could not hit a shot. Tigers hitting everything. It was precisely the start you needed, right?
Yes. We talked about it yesterday. Like, all right, what does that look like? It's Purdue missing all the shots and the Tigers hitting them.
And it unfolding that way early, you have to think it reminded them, they're just basketball players over there, you know, and they're not a bunch of future NBA All-Stars over there. And so they take the quick lead. What really impressed me, honestly, as much as anything, were there were moments in the middle of the first half and then again in the middle of the second half when Purdue
made their move.
Yeah.
Yep.
And each time they bucked up and came back. And I think it was 7. They went down in the first half and they're like, this is slipping away. And then they go on a run. And obviously only the bank shot at the end gives Purdue the lead going into halftime. So Penny starts a brand new starting lineup, decides to go big. He starts Bradshaw and Majok and Davis, and then Ashton Hardaway and Doug McDaniel as your starters. That's pretty clearly, that's not Penny saying these are my best five. These are the five I trust the most. Because, you know, Thedford's, if you had just said who was given the best efforts, who do I trust the most to come out and play hard, whatever else, Thedford would have been in that starting five, right?
Yeah.
But in the end, this was very clearly strategic because he wanted to go big. Silla did not make the trip because of, quote, personal problem. There's been some thought that that might be a visa issue. I don't think it was disciplinary, that it was a visa issue. So Silla did not make the trip. And so you had those big starting, Bradshaw, Majok, and Davis. And then along with Ashton and Doug. And, Bradshaw fouls out in 9 minutes, gets the technical in the second half, and at least showed some fire. I don't know. Like, I don't know what to say about that. He did score 7 points.
Yeah,
in it.
That felt like fake tough guy fire.
I thought he was legitimately mad. Let's be honest.
So he flops. Like, let's.
He flopped.
Yeah, he did. I mean, he took contact, but
he was off balance, and he stayed on the floor. No, he was legitimately. He was mad because he was. I think he was off balance, which is why he fell as hard as he did. But he took the shove in the back. I thought the refs called it correctly, which was no foul on Purdue and a technical on the Tigers, because he pops up and he gets in his. I thought he was legitimately furious. You thought it was fake furious? I think you've been consistently wrong on things, including the Houston defense and whether he was actually mad.
Well, I was also consistently right on this team's not as bad as everyone freaked out.
That's true. That's true. You get credit for that. Okay, you thought he was fake.
I thought
guy
he totally
tough.
And he lost his cool, and I thought like that cost him.
I do. Well, that Lake lost his cool is different than fake. Either one is faking it, one is losing it. Which
okay,
was it?
I thought
he was. He definitely lost his cool. He 100% lost his cool, and it cost him because they get the technical foul. That was a critical moment.
Yes.
And after that, honestly, that's when they were dead.
Yeah.
They died after that. You think that moment was a key?
Yes, because I think Penny's strategy worked going big.
Penny's strategy did work going big. You didn't need him in there to go big because you had Ingram, who actually, I mean, that was in terms of the things that were promising from this, the most promising thing was just the passion, right? That was the most promising, the spirit. They're like, okay, we're not going to quit this early in the season. They played their asses off. Now, mind you, they played their asses off. There's definitely moments like Purdue is a much more a finely tuned machine.
Deeply experienced.
I mean, they too many. A lot of times, Memphis looks confused, right? They're leaving wide open threes in the corners. They're having the wrong guys taking shots. They're like,
I thought shot selection late.
Shot selection was horrible. Was late. Like, it was not a finely tuned machine. So in terms of the execution and the degree of organization, and whether that is that they're new to each other or whether that is the nature of the program, I'll let you decide. But
I do think there's something to these combinations. These combinations haven't played a lot together.
I think there's a little of both. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's why, and I was talking about this with, I mean, you brought up the point yesterday that in terms of returners, Purdue's like an Ivy League school,
yes,
practically.
Right? Or service academy.
Of continuity. So, and that shows in the way that they are able to get good shots consistently. The right guys taking the shots. You can see what they're doing. They're getting backdoor cuts. They're getting corner threes. They're getting what they want. They're getting, you know, when the guy taking the threes for Purdue is Fletcher Lawyer,
yeah,
and the guy's taking the threes for the Tigers is Doug McDaniel,
yeah,
you're going to lose that battle,
yeah,
right. But anyway, so the number one promising thing was passion. I thought the second and third promising things to me were Doug McDaniel
taking care of the basketball in particular.
Yeah, playing as well as he did.
Yep.
He had one turnover, 18 points, 7 of 15, 18 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, and 1 turnover. He was terrific as he was fighting cramps the whole time.
Yep.
Like, he was exactly what you would wanted from what I presume is your highest paid player, right? Like, he was...
Almost assuredly, yeah.
He was really good, and there was a lot of fight in him. So, one, I'd go with Spirit. Two, I'd go with Doug McDaniel. And three, I'd go the bigs. Like, I don't want to point to one, but they out-rebounded Purdue 37-34. Paint points tied 38-38.
No, rebounds were the other direction.
And it was a...
Rebounds were Tigers 34, Purdue 37.
Oh, 34-37.
But it was close.
No, 37-34. I'm sorry. I got it reversed. So, it's not like you can't say, okay, that's the big you're going to ride.
Right.
There's not
No one has stepped up.
But there's a combination that you can see working, right? And like Majak, only 5 points, but he had 7 rebounds, played 28 minutes. Again, there's a guy who looks like he was nearly broken at one point.
I couldn't tell if he was doing the Justin Jefferson fake hamstring gritty.
I mean, when they showed it in slow motion, I had to look away. Like, he definitely got his leg bent under him. So, and he looks breakable, doesn't he?
He looks fragile, yes.
He looks breakable. But he has, and it's funny because he missed 2 free throws at the end. Like, they couldn't hit a shot at the end of any type. But I think he's got some ability. Like, he's not a lot of times you find the kid who started playing, who played
late
soccer,
yeah,
and got tall, and so they put a basketball in his hands when he was 18, and he looks like Musa,
yeah,
with offensively, right? Like, that's what they often, bad hands or mechanical, or he doesn't look like that at all. You know what? He's a good passer, among other things.
No, I mean, I thought last night he was kind of making stuff happen, too.
He was making stuff happen.
He was
in
defense,
the fray,
yeah,
all the time.
Like, whenever there was the ball was up, like,
he was in the middle of it. He was diving. Like,
no, I thought he was making stuff happen.
And he's got some fluidity to him. So I think he is definitely part of the solution. Ingram is interesting. He obviously is still out of shape, but played 20 minutes, 10 points in those 20 minutes, 3 offensive rebounds. Like, I thought he was good. Finally, we saw something from Zach Davis,
yeah,
who had been...
Just
give me anything, who'd been a complete, really, zero until yesterday when he played 28 minutes, 11 points. Got to the line a bunch, 6 of 8. Like, he was pretty aggressive.
He was one of the guys aggressive. That actually were okay with going to the line.
Yeah, and he was consistently going to the rim, so he was good. So I thought those are the three things: the fight, Doug McDaniel, and then we finally saw something out of the bigs. Now, there are caveats. And the caveats, the main caveat I would say is, are you only going to see that fight against the number one team in the country?
To me, like, this is the bigger question. Last night was actually not that big of a shock to me. Now, if they would have won, I think I would have been pretty surprised. But, I mean, in the second half, there was a moment where, like, they might screw around and win this thing. But that fits, like, the formula that we've seen under Penny Hardaway. It's like, all right, on Sunday, they're not playing a team that they take seriously, and they get punked and get absolutely embarrassed.
Well, and then when they show up, individual agendas matter more, and you're not like, you're not just saying if we don't play our asses off, we're going to get blown out.
Yep.
And that can mold you together. That fear of like, we better show up and play our asses off, and we can. So
I just think in general, it's like they play, if they think anything of the name on the jersey of who they're playing, they usually play pretty well.
Well, yeah, you saw it against Ole Miss.
Yep.
Right. Well, and so what are they going to think of the name of the jersey Wake today at 6 p.m.?
I don't know. The good thing about that is, so Wake plays the later game, and that game was also a 40-minute war.
That game was even closer,
yeah.
84-83, and Wake plays at a pace, man.
Yeah.
Like Wake flies.
I don't know.
By the way, I do want to acknowledge this, that one of our very intelligent listeners has texted me and said, looked like a flop to me. I'm with Jeffrey. Cost his team the momentum they had. Yeah. So the flop. There's another vote for flop.
And I think he was mad he didn't get the call.
I thought he was mad he got pushed over.
He didn't really get pushed over.
He did get, because he was off balance. It was not a massive shove.
Well, then get in a better stance.
I fault him for being off balance and honestly for not.
The thing that is undeniable is he cost the team.
What?
The thing that's undeniable, though, is he cost the team.
He did cost the team. Yeah, but he cost the team. You know what else cost the team? Doug McDaniel taking threes at the end.
Like, or just anyone, just the possession
end,
at the end where they got like six cracks at it and still couldn't score.
So my concerns going forward are still, what's this team going to look like when it's not Purdue?
Yep. I think it's fair.
And then secondly, it's really hard to win as admirably as they play. It's really hard to win in college basketball today when you can't hit threes at all.
Or free throws.
They were 4 of 19 from 3. Purdue was 11 of 30. In a game that's 80-71, that's it right there. That's it. And who do you think is going to start hitting threes?
I don't really have a great answer for you. I mean, at times, Givens has shown the ability. Like, I do think Givens is...
Quante Barry has hit threes.
I mean, Ashton's a decent shooter.
You would hope that Ashton should be someone who is hitting threes.
Like, Ashton's numbers weren't really bad.
When Ashton first got to Memphis, Penny called him one of the best shooters in all of college basketball.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm there. He had some bad turnovers, too. I mean, that's kind of what we're talking about, right? I mean, I don't really know if you'd sit there and go, well, this could be a good shooting team.
So, do they have to win tonight in order to feel good coming back? In other words, if they let's say they lose, Wake lost 84-83 to Texas Tech. Let's say the Tigers lose to Wake 84-83.
So as long as you come back with motivation of, all right, we're not as bad as we were on Sunday, but we still see that, you know, we're capable of beating these teams, but we have to get better, then you can come back with a loss. But I worry about momentum. I think this team needs to see something positive. I think they need to feel the experience of that kind of win.
If they lose another close one, I'll still feel better about them than I did when they went to the Bahamas. But in order to secure this sense of momentum that, good things are really possible this year, I think they need the W.
I mean, the other problem, though, for me is it's almost like I kind of think they'll be okay tonight. I'm not saying, like, I'm guaranteeing a win, but I think they'll play. It's almost like, what do they look like in the Southern Illinois game? What do they look like in the Alabama State game? Because those are the games where those teams, like we've seen, like, they're capable of beating you, and these are the games that Memphis doesn't ever take seriously.
All right, let's turn the page. Let's play some highlights. For old time's sake, because I miss it. It's been a long time since I hear it. Let's do the win-win-win song. And I have not, I'll be honest, I have not scrutinized the highlights that you have supplied to me.
I gave you a list.
But I'm going to presume that it's all going to be assisted buckets. Do we think it's going to be all 100% assisted buckets?
It certainly felt like every make was
assisted. Let's just roll through them for a while. Let's give people a flavor. I'll just sit back and we'll let Eric inject some joy into your morning.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price, so that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month. Required new customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Edie walks into a triple after the steal. Ring it up. Put three on the board. Zach Edie has his first three of the year. As the feed from Wells found the big man trailing the play, and he was wide open. Grizzlies lead 5-3 after that triple. Inbounds comes to Cedric Coward. Right sideline three is up and in. Ring it up. Put three on the board. Cedric Coward buries the triple. So three of the five starters for the Grizzlies have now scored. Williams at the right elbow, lobs to the rim. Edie catches in traffic and flushes home a two-handed jam. Vince Williams lobs it up to the rim. Edie goes up in the air. Nobody bigger, nobody stronger, and nobody stopping it. Williams cross-court feed to the right sideline. Aldama open triple. Ring it up. Put three on the board. Grizzlies with great spacing there. Push the lead back up to 18-10.
And all that is happening because Edie pick and roll. You have that big guy taking up space, rolling to the basket. Defense has to suck in.
Grizzlies up by eight. Vince Williams from the top comes to the left elbow. Back to the top of the arc for Prosper. Three on the way. Ring it up. Put three on the board. The line drive. Straightaway three. For Olivier Maxence, Prosper gives him 5 points off the bench.
Yeah, again, consistent movement. Player movement and ball movement.
Goes underneath for Edie. Edie gets away from Russell Westbrook and jams with a right hand. Zach Edie, just so big, so strong, goes up and thunders that one home. 41-29, Grizzlies by 12. Jackson terminates his dribble right wing, gives for Edie, gets it right back. Gigi into the paint, bounces pass back to Edie. Edie's going to thunder it home with a right hand. Get out of the way, the big fella coming at the rim, and he dunks it with a little fierce right hand hammer. Spencer around an Edie screen, into the paint, kicks left corner Aldama, open three on the way, ring it up, put three on the board, the big screen by Zach Edie, the triple by Aldama, the feed by Cam Spencer, and the Grizzlies are rolling early. Kicks to the right wing for Caldwell Pope, pump fakes, back out to the left wing Landale, the big man launches a three, ring it up, put three on the board, unselfish basketball for the Grizzlies tonight, 18 assists in 20 made field goals, and a 53-31 lead. Caldwell Pope to the foul line, back to Spencer, left corner, tees up a three, ring it up, put three on the board, great pass, you heard Elliott say it right there, as Spencer buries the triple, and the Grizzlies up by 25 on a 13-0 run, 56-31. Towards the left corner, Spencer launches a corner three that's no good. Conchar taps the rebound up and in. Around Zach LaVine, he didn't know he was there. And Conchar, with that nose for the basketball around the rim, able to just tap in the second chance opportunity. Rebounded by Coward. Lead out ahead, Aldama. Catches in midair. Lays it up and in. He elevated at the front of the iron.
Oh, good hustle.
And now a hustle play by Williams, who's out of bounds when he dives in. Rebounded by Coward. Lead out ahead, Aldama. Catches in midair. Wells, 4 seconds. 3 seconds. Wells feeds to a cutting Vince Williams. He jams with two
this
hands.
This is so much fun.
Right over Keegan Murray. And that is a highlight reel
joy,
exclamation
you know?
Point play for the end of a first half that has been dominated by the Grizz.
This is so much fun. Let's just keep listening to it for a while. All Vince, all Edie. This is magnificent.
Aldama jumps a pass to Wells, open left wing three, ring it up, put three on the board. Grizzlies hit back-to-back threes to open it up, and they have a 31-point lead, their largest of the night.
Well, and talk about how great the spacing is. I mean, spacing is fantastic, guys are getting rhythm shots.
Wells is open back the other way, a right corner three in and out. Coward hustles for the rebound, pump fakes, hangs, banks, and scores. Cedric Coward snuck in, grabbed the offensive rebound, and he puts it up and in. He's in double figures with 10. Wells cut off by LaVine with a left-hand dribble, spins back to the foul line. Gives left elbow Aldama into the paint. Kicks right corner Coward. Catch and shoot three for the rookie. Ring it up. Put three on the board. Oh, he's cooking now. The rookie's got 16. 8 here in the quarter. Jackson drives baseline right at Neat Clifford. Puts on the brakes on the block. Fadeaway 10-footer is good. And Gigi Jackson with a beautiful move right there. Gets the bucket. He's got 6. Grizzlies are cruising now. Williams around an Edie screen to the left elbow. Jumps a pass back to an open Aldama. Three on the way. Ring it up. Put three on the board. Williams picks up his 14th assist, and Aldama has your Barron's Barbershop clean look of the game. The ball loose, picked up by Conchar. Gives for Mayshak. Line drive three on the way. Ring it up. Put three on the board. Jemai Mayshak with his first NBA points. And a new season high in points for the Grizz with 131. Up ahead for Spencer. Spencer has Prosper. Prosper to the rim.
Oh,
oh, he jams on Neat Clifford. And Doug Christie has seen enough. On the floor, Omax Prosper thumps it home with a two-handed jam right by Clifford. And the Kings are bewildered.
It is. It's hard not to feel happy for everybody, including Eric, by the way. Like Eric,
oh, man.
Eric's got a call. Sometimes I'm driving around and you just feel like Eric is so
just
frustrated.
Give him anything.
Just give him anything. So, like, for all of them, for Vince with the 15 assists in 23 minutes.
Yeah.
He had 15 assists in 23 minutes. Edie 7-for-7. How about that? By the way, 4 of those 7 assists from Vince Williams, 2 of those were on alley-oop dunks. Santi gets the start. You're like, oh, Jaren can't play. This is going to be trouble. Santi gets the start, 29 points, 5 threes. Again, Vince assisted on 6 of his 11 buckets and on 4 of his threes. Landale, who's been, now he's no longer starting. He talked about that in the post-game interview, how he had to reset a little bit, 21-6. Gigi gets some action, and that was fun to see. Honestly, 18 minutes, 9 rebounds.
Yeah.
You know, like it seems like he's got to do some other things.
Correct.
Mayshak gets his first buckets. Coward's great again. Listen, it is a season high for the Grizzlies. Season high for the Grizzlies. The first time that they have held a team under 100 for the Grizzlies, and the first time the Kings, as bad as they are, the first time the Kings have been held to under 99 points.
Yep.
42 assists on 50 made baskets. It was close to perfection. Now,
it's the type of game you want to go to as a fan.
Oh, so great. Yeah. It. But in the same time, interestingly enough, with the caveats to apply.
Yep.
With the Tigers, the caveats, a lot of them surround the opponent.
Yep.
Will they play this hard when they're playing another opponent?
Yep.
For the Grizzlies, a lot of the caveats surround the opponent.
This team is the only team that might have worse
vibes.
Will
they move? Oh, yeah. I don't actually think the Grizzlies right now have. I think the Grizzlies have kind of, well, certainly last night they moved past the bad vibes. I think they were already starting to move past the bad vibes. But you're exactly right. Like, partly the Grizzlies had 42 assists on 50 made buckets because they were playing great.
Yep.
Right? Partly they had that because the Kings were just standing there.
They looked like they did not want anything to do with that.
They did not want to get in the way, honestly. It was the Sacramento Clowns. They were just appalling. It was, you want to feel bad about a team. Like, there you don't have much to build around. You still got all these old dudes, and these old dudes aren't even trying. Like, that's cataclysmically bad for the Kings. And I thought it was promising, obviously promising. Couldn't be more promising than that effort. And so, the same way we want to see the Tigers followed up by actually beating Wake, totally within the realm of possibility.
Yeah,
right. There's no that Wake's lost to their losses are to Michigan and then to Texas Tech. Like, Wake's good. You also now need the Grizzlies to follow up. They got Dallas.
Yeah,
right. We said
get two out of these three. Here's your chance.
Keep these good vibes rolling, baby. On both sides. And
I'd actually argue the last three games we've seen them, like, yes, but they've looked noticeably better.
And it's no coincidence.
Yeah. Zach Edey's
back.
There's
this monster in the middle now.
They can get a stop.
They can get a stop, and also he creates space. I mean, it is why I always thought it was premature, wildly premature, to Judge Isolo when you don't have someone who very clearly is a massive part of this. And so here we go. Like, we'll at some point they'll get Ja back, and, you know, at some point they may get the rest back. There are some nice things happening here, though. Like, amidst the ugliness, like, the Vince story is, I'll be honest, I'd sort of crossed him off.
No, it is very good to see, because even if he's obviously contributing in a role that he's not expected of, but the things that he used to provide, he's still doing that. He's
doing those things, and it appears, look at this, he can actually do this other thing, and he's getting better at it. Now, again, was that just he's getting better at it because he got to do it against the Kings last night? But the TV crew put together a highlight package of his passes, and like, holy crap, Magic Williams. Like, he was seeing the floor. It was a beautiful thing. So I'll be honest. I didn't cross him off because of last. But then when he came back this year.
No, it didn't look great at the start.
And he said he's only 90%.
Well, and then he
didn't look great at the start. I'm like, okay, maybe that whole Vince thing. The whole exuberance over Vince and Gigi, maybe it was all just a bubble, you know. And we were going to have to move on from both of them. And It appears like Vince is real.
No, and I think Chris has always been a good point. The other problem
has always been a big fan too. Yeah.
Well, the other concern though would be Tuomas hasn't seen good Vince. Like, his experience with Vince is either banged up Vince or not at his best.
And now that he has,
what he provides,
even when
players
get healthy,
yeah,
it feels like he's gonna carve out a role. Just a hell of a lot of fun.
Happy for everyone that went down last night.
And unless you are a Bills fan,
yep,
it was a great, great night. It could have been greater. That's fine. We're going to blame the whole thing on Aaron Bradshaw now.
Yes.
No.
And Deion Dawkins. Because now the hook and ladder is just going to be forgotten.
Yeah, so there you go. Yeah, I will say, seeing your team get a false start penalty in a critical moment felt a little too familiar to me as someone who's watched Memphis Tiger football this year. But there you go. All right, we're going to take a break, come back, talk to Jason Smith. It's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by Jason Smith. Jason, John, every single day from 11 until 2. My assessment, Jason, was this was exactly what we needed last night on both fronts. Do you agree?
I would agree. It's what we talked about, whether it was just stopping the losing streak for the Grizzlies, getting some form of sunshine. Jeffrey said it, even just for the folks going down there, for the fans, for the team itself, for Isolo, his system against a team that is trying to lose. Yeah, you needed a night like that. And for Penny, it was all about, you know, who's going to be in the foxhole with me. Talked about this with Jeffrey yesterday on his show. And I think for the most part, you found out. And in finding out, I think maybe too, you gained some confidence. You're encouraged by, you know, no effort versus UNLV was being questioned. You got all the effort. You hit on a key point. Are you only going to get that against, you know, number one team in the country? Is that what it takes? I just thought you saw more from more guys. And I said it with Jeffrey. I've continued to. I think we may be overlooking this. I'm certainly not. There's something there with Ingram. He's the big you need. And as they've ramped up his minutes, he's become more effective. And by the time you get to conference play, hopefully with Majoke and some of these other guys still contributing, he's more of a consistent factor in there. I just think if you've got some sort of inside presence, Jeff, it's so key. We saw it last year. It makes the offense easier. They were so reliant down the stretch trying to make jump shots, you know, and couldn't hit anything, whether it was a free throw or a jump shot. You know, to have an inside presence where at least you can run some inside out, you can, you know, move the defense around. It's key, and you're not going to get that from anybody else on this team, it feels like, in terms of the front court, except from Tariq Ingram. So seeing what he did against that Purdue team, again, more encouraging because I think you've seen more from him each game. So you found some things and maybe came away a little bit encouraged, maybe in some other departments that you didn't think you would. I'd put it that way.
It's funny. I mean, the whole thing was incredibly encouraging, and it was fun, honestly. Sure. Like, you're getting the dunks back-to-back, you're getting the fire. Like, it was fun watching that, which I didn't expect. It is interesting, though, because I don't know the answer to – I still don't know the answer to who are their best players and who can you – count on being in the fox, like, who do you want in the foxhole with you? Like, what are the answer to either of those?
I mean, Doug McDaniel's got to be there. Yeah, there was a serious question of that. You guys just talked about it, whether it's him or Aaron Bradshaw, those are the two highest paid guys on the team. And so you had to find out what you were going to get from him. Is this a guy that's going to be in and out, kind of like Javon Quinterly was, or is he going to be there for you? Now, again, we're not done here with that.
No.
That was the number one team in the country. So we're not done in determining that. We saw Javon Quinterly win games for them, particularly during that non-conference, and then check out later on. But at least in terms of, you had to, in terms of a response coming off that UNLV game, what, I mean, you got to, that's one of the most embarrassing moments probably in the last,
it was hideous.
I don't know, 10, yeah. 15, 10, 20 years for this program. You had, sure, you're right, Jeff. Do you say you have 6 or 7 for sure? No. But again, I'm counting Ingram as one of those guys that you've now added to the group based on what he did and the fact that he was so out of shape coming in. And you've seen as he's gradually gotten in better shape, he's been able to contribute more. So, listen, for the few minutes he was out there, I mean, I guess you got some good things out of Bradshaw. You know, I was writing him off yesterday saying it's Doug McDaniel. You've got to find out if he's going to be in the foxhole if we're going to keep using right. it. Because I don't think Aaron Bradshaw, you can pull anything out of him. And for the few, you know, whether it's an alley-oop or whatever else, the few minutes he's out there, sure, you got something. But there's nothing reliable there. I think that's what's obvious. And so, to me, that's what – and who knows with Cilla, you know, who knows with him. Majoke, you've said it. You love to see the potential, but he's so raw, right? I mean, so depending on him to be this inside presence, you're not going to get it. If this – my point – I'm focusing on Tariq because, Jeff, if it continues to be jump shots, jump shots, jump shots, you're dead in the water, especially against this better competition in the non-conference. So they've got to get him up to speed. If they do, you can really start to see some balance and maybe some, you know, with continued effort, with continued guys showing you they'll consistently be in the foxhole with you. Hopefully, you know, there's a way to balance this thing out, come out a tournament team, and maybe, you know, see where you go from there.
No, I'm with you. I thought Ingram was a big part of it yesterday.
Yep.
You know, 20 minutes, 10 points, and you're exactly right. Whatever Majoke might become, and I'm kind of hopeful. Like, he's scrappy as hell.
Absolutely.
And I think he's a good passer. He's more fluid than I actually imagined him to be. He's not a guy you can throw the ball to in the post. He's just not,
no.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Whereas if that's what you're looking for, I think Ingram there is probably your best hope. We know Cilla, who obviously didn't make the trip, he's raw in that way. He's just not skilled in that way. Again, he's a havoc creator. But I think you're right to focus in on Ingram as a source of hope there. I think Penny's going to mix and match the bigs probably going forward. And maybe that's what he's going to do besides McDaniel, like whether it's Sincere Parker or Quante Berry or, you know, whoever on a given day, Thedford, Givens, I don't know. Like, is it still true that I do like it better when Penny has a clear pecking order? And
yeah.
Here it feels like, except for McDaniel, he's going to be mixing, matching everything going forward.
Well, I'll tell you what, it would certainly help trying to solve this math issue of how many guys are going to be with you if you'd had that Zach Davis for the rest of the way.
Yes. Right,
Zach Davis is a guy we said come from South Carolina. Oh, man, he's going to be a difference maker for you because you're coming level down. And you think about those kind of guys, Dane, that have been here. And usually, typically, and you're coming from the best basketball conference in the country last year. And so you needed more from him. And frankly, he had not been able to stay on the floor because of these foul issues. And so if you could count him in, Jeff, and I'm not saying you can, because finally you saw something out of him. The fact was, you know, it felt like we were going to – do you have to write off Zach Davis? Is he just going to take the money, be fine, and not play for you? But you saw a better effort from him Clearly in the 28 minutes, Penny felt like he could rely on him. They've got to get, you know, it's been interesting to see Sincere Parker's minutes. For the shot maker that he is, you know, I do think, and listen, he had 5 rebounds yesterday. There are times where defensively he's letting guys get by him, and I just wonder, is that why?
I think that's why.
He's been less playable, even though he's a shot maker on a team that lacks shot makers. And so they've got to get that figured out because you need Sincere Parker as one of those guys with you. You know, Thetford's going to give you the energy. A lot of nights, you know, it's not going to amount to production. But he's another key guy in the rotation, Jeff, just because I think, you know, when we've seen it, you know, fluctuate with energy and effort, you need a Thetford out there and at least involved in the rotation. I'll tell you what, too. I mean, Ashton Hardaway's got to do more than just take shots. You know, Penny, and when he does take shots, obviously he's got to make them, but he is too big, right, to not be involved in rebounding, to trying to be relying on these bigs who really don't do it. If he's going to play as much as he is, Ashton's going to have to be a more consistent contributor as well in other areas besides just making jump shots. So for all that said, you still come out encouraged. Clearly, going into that game, I mean, it was, you were talking about it, and I shared some of the same doom and gloom sort of, man, how bad could this get? At least, you know, and my partner, I'm sure, will focus on it in covering, right? And having the lead there with, 7 minutes left, number one team in the country, you come away from that game. Okay, there's a way out of this thing, you think, so long as it wasn't just, hey, let's get up for number one. Here, I mean, the best thing about this is you come out and you know, Wake Forest is a good test in that. This is not a ranked team. This is probably where most folks expected you. Are you going to come out here and let Wake Forest outplay you? Because I think they showed in that Texas Tech game, boy, they are certainly capable of it. If you don't come out and bring a matching effort in terms of what you brought for number one, you could go down and lose again to an unranked team. You're staring at 1-4. And while we might feel a little encouraged, I mean, that's a big hole to be digging yourself out of.
I was going
to
say, if they lose another close one to Wake,
ooh, yes.
Will they have wasted the good feeling for the trip? In other words, is it enough to win to create good momentum coming out of this trip?
You'd like to salvage one. I mean, I know we've talked about how, you know, this non-conference, you know, could you get to 7-6? We've gone down from maybe 8-5, 7. Oh, maybe it could be under 500. This feels like one you've got to get to me. You need some quality victories in here. Besides just the some of the bye games on your schedule, and we've talked about it, whether it's the Baylors, the Louisvilles, the Vanderbilts, I mean, none of those are assured, and all of them certainly could be losses. So I'm with you, Jeff. I think the way you capitalize on it is you get one of these. Otherwise, you're coming back. I mean, I think that's what you'd hope for going into it. Now, again, you better have the respect level for what Steve Forbes has got over there. One thing about Forbes, I mean, it's crazy that he has not made a tournament at Wake Forest, but you never question the effort of his teams. And that last night, they could have won that ball game. And so I just feel like, you know, you're going to get a desperate Wake Forest effort in trying to do the same thing, salvage this trip. They feel like they should they let one get away last night. So it better be the same level of effort from those guys, and hopefully a couple more step up for you. Barry needs to hit some shots. Other than one game, he's been pretty bad. They've still got some guys that need to step up even in other ways. And so, but no, I think you said the key for me was, you needed to know if Hoop City still had a pulse on both sides. And I think you found out at least there is still a pulse, right?
So what
you needed it.
What was most encouraging to you about the Grizzlies besides just, you know, a blowout win?
My thing is defensively, and I know Jaren wasn't out there, but since Zach Edey's been back, if you look at their last three games, I think they've only given up 2 quarters of 30 or more. Now, that Sacramento team's trying to lose. Like, you have to take it with a grain of salt. Now, that said, that was also against Cleveland, San Antonio. San Antonio had some guys down. But that was after giving up 430-plus, and I think even more, might have been a 40 in there. Again, I know it was against the Knicks to open it, but against Boston, the team that, remember the last time you came off that game, you said they out-efforted us. And so, remember, those three games, they coincide with Zach Edey's return. And so that, I think, in terms of identity, right, and things I'm trying to see in terms of this ISOLO system, that's sustainable. It's Memphis defensively with Zach Edey back in the lineup. He has absolutely brought a lift on that side. I mean, dude, he's you know, whether he's blocking shots or not, just standing in front of the rim, he changes things. We've talked about that. And last night, again, against a bad team, you were able to control them, and you got Zach Edey out there. This improvement coincides with his return. Offensively, it looked great, Jeff, all the assists, everything else. Vince Williams, great job, you know, in terms of, you know, being asked of what he is, 4 point guards down, to come in there and set a career high in assists. Very impressive. I can't. That's what it's supposed to look like, right? Hot potato, the ball's moving, everything else. I don't know if you can do that against good teams, you know, and we need to see it with every all hands on deck, and we need to see Jaren Jackson involved as a part of that, right, where he's, you know, setting screens but also finding his spots, and they haven't sort of had the guys they need all on that same page yet. So last night is good to see it because we got to see the sort of vision of what the offense is supposed to look like. Yeah, you did it against a bad team, hadn't done, you know, really – hadn't looked that good all season long, and that's a team that's certainly trying to take. But my point, Jeff, is that I think if I'm trying to pull something from that game, that we're talking about, you know, a week from now, maybe 2 weeks from now, it's that this team looks to be improved defensively significantly, as you would expect, but I think even, you know, in an encouraging way, maybe even more encouraging than I thought he could. One guy, Zach Edey's got that defense back, and at least you can see some identity returning there on that side.
Jason, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Take care, brother.
Jason Smith, every single day, along with John, from 11 until 2. We're going to have Chris Harrington next, then Jeffrey. How are you feeling about the college football card this
week? I do not love the board this week.
You do not love the board this week. A lot of SEC teams taking the week off, essentially, right?
Yeah, this is a spiritual successor to, like, SoCon Saturday.
It's really quite something. It is really quite something. Did you see, by the way, that that Mac Rhodes, the AD of Baylor,
stepping down?
Not just no longer the chair of the playoff selection committee, not just no longer on the playoff selection committee, not just on leave anymore at Baylor. Now he is stepping down to focus on his family.
I presume there will be lawsuits.
You think lawsuits?
Or they're trying to avoid them.
They have quite the run of, I don't know. They've got quite the run over there of people not living up to the ideals of that institution.
Correct.
Would promote dear. Right? Holy smokes. I do not know the particulars, Jeffrey. But normally when someone takes time to focus on their family.
It's not good.
Sometimes it's because they've not been focusing on their family.
Correct. I would say oftentimes.
Oftentimes. Yeah. All right. If you're looking for a new financial institution, Leaders Credit Union would be the place to go. Could not be more enthusiastic about my endorsement of Leaders. We go there. You know, we go there. And, of course, I'm older than most of you, so I like to walk into the branch, whether it's the one in Bartlett or the one in Arlington. And Claire went there recently. Her son was paying cash, of all things, for a used car, and so they had to go in to get the cash. But just came out saying, I really like dealing with those people. And I think you will find equally pleasant to deal with the app, which is just an unbelievably easy way to do your banking. So whether it's a car loan, whether it's a home loan, or whether you want to set up a new savings account, whether you're just sick of the way you've been treated by your bank, the nickel.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.